Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and although I often talk to you in just one take, this is about my fourth try. It's a difficult time, and I don't have an easy answer, but I do have some things I think you'll want to think about. I had a session with some trainers in Master Prax the other day, and the assignment was just check in with your partner and report back to the group where your partner's at. Just do a check-in. Now, if you are with a coaching client and you do a check-in and the coaching client is like a 3 out of 10, that's actually not terrible news for you. 3 out of 10 gives you lots of good stuff to work with. And 3 out of 10 means you have a really good chance of being able to create value, to be able to get them up to a 5 or a 6, and that's going to seem like amazing progress. So in a normal coaching situation, when you do a check-in, you're willing to see what's there. What was difficult in a room full, it was a Zoom room full of trainers and master prax, is that we all have a presupposition that we should be pretty good all of the time. And so when we do a check-in, we're like, right, that's where you are. Let us help you get better. But we don't really want to sit with a 3 or a 4. We really want to perceive each other as being at a 6 or an 8. Or 9. And then we can just, you know, immediately launch into coaching and feeling good because we're making a contribution, but also we're hanging around with people who are strong, energetic, focused, positive people. It's not that any of us are less strong or less positive, but we are feeling a little beat up right now. And the most important thing we can do is check in and notice where we're at really. Because if you notice you are a 3, you can treat yourself with the same compassion and respect you would treat a coaching client who was at a 3, a direct report who was doing their best, but through circumstances beyond their control, showed up for work today as a 3. Right? You would be able to see in those people that with some external support, with a nudge in the right direction, with a redirect of perception, or maybe just with taking an action and seeing a result, they'd get away from the 3 and they would move up to something better. And that within a short amount of time or a longer amount of time, they probably feel a lot better, but they would certainly still be able to be productive and helpful and worthy of respect, even starting where they were. You need to treat yourself that way too. If you started a 3, you say, my expectations for this day have to meet me where I live. And I have to see, where can I go? How can I get to 3.5 so I get a little more done than I expect to get done? How can I get to a 4? So I feel a little more connected, a little more committed. How can I get to a 4 so I have just enough focus to do that thing that most needs doing? How can I, in other words, keep moving towards the things I value, keep doing the things I think are important to do, regardless of whether or not I'm really feeling it today? Now, some people call that discipline. But you're not going to be able to discipline yourself through this pandemic because it just goes on way too long. Discipline involves over-muscling. You're taking your limited willpower and you're using it to sort of force yourself into doing things. And that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is treating that poor, battered, frustrated, tired, unfocused self to a little bit of respect and compassion, and then to lead that battered self to do the things that are worth doing, even though there won't be a payoff right away in feeling amazing. That you won't get to go, you're not going to believe what I did. You're not going to get to high five anybody. You're not going to get to go out and celebrate. And all of those externals, they're not going to be there. You might get to make yourself something nice to eat, but ordering in is not the same as going out. Instead of noticing how you're not getting all of these things, take a moment and notice how important it is to you that regardless of external circumstance and regardless of internal feelings, of the things that have hurt you and worn you down and scared you. Despite all of that, you are capable of deciding to find just enough energy to apply to just the right leverage point so that you make something happen. It might be a change in your state, might be something you do for somebody else. And as you make just that one good thing happen, you can check in with yourself again. And you might not go from 3 to 4. You might go from 3 to 3.1. You might go, wow, that sucks, but I got it done. I guess I'll do one more thing. And at the end of the day, you'll have a chance to sit with yourself and use all your best coaching and managing skills on you. To say to yourself, I know, it's rough. It's been hard, and you haven't been feeling it, and you haven't had your best energy, but look what you got done today. Look at that conversation that you had that made a difference for somebody else. Look at that piece of work that got finished even though you didn't think there was any way to get it done. Look at you doing a little meditation, going for a walk, getting in some exercise, looking after yourself. It's not great, but wow, it's enough. You're doing enough. And you're using as much as you have to do what you need to do so that you live the life you want to live. And wow, that's pretty great. That's really all you can expect of yourself, of the situation, of the people around you. That we all take what we have and do the best we can with what we've got. Instead of waiting for a better day, let's make this day just a little bit better.